Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getfargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Now for our story. If Ben Calvert had married Jesse Ward years earlier while she was still deeply in love with him, theirs might have been a fairly happy marriage. It might have been an honest one, too, based on sincere emotions. But Ben hadn't married Jesse then. It had only been through trickery that she'd forced him to marry her at all. And now, although they lived in the same house, ate at the same table, and occasionally talked in a superficially pleasant way, each had secret reservations and bitterness. Jesse, falling more and more under the power of her former sweetheart, Brett Cameron, had enlisted his help to fight Ben's becoming reconciled with his daughter, Kit. Kit, who was now in the sanitarium after a mental breakdown. But although Jesse hated Kit and feared her return to Ben's affections, she knew better than to fight against her openly. Instead, she followed a policy of pretending to have solely Ben's interests at heart. Well, now it is after dinner at the big Calvert house on 11th Street. Ben has been preoccupied and irritable all evening. After coffee, they move into the living room where a small fire is burning. Husband and wife sit down opposite each other.
Shall I bring you a brandy, darling? Maybe a glass of port?
Oh, thank you, Jesse. You ought to know by now that I seldom drink after dinner.
Oh, I thought it might give you a lift. You look as if you need one.
I take more than a glass of port. I have a lot of things on my mind, Jesse, a lot of things.
Perhaps if you tell me about them, it might be a relief.
I doubt it.
Well, Ben, if you refuse to accept any sympathy. You're so irritable. Sure, I don't know how to help you.
I'm sorry, Jesse. Perhaps I am irritable. It's been such a beastly day for me.
Oh, that's too bad, Ben. Did things go wrong at the office?
No. This business about Kit.
Kit? Oh, dear, I guess we'll never have any peace. Now what's the matter?
I went over to the sanitarium today.
That's what I thought you'd do. You just couldn't stay away, could you?
I had to go. I thought maybe I could work something out. But what's the use of talking about it?
Well, I wish you'd tell me what happened, Ben. Did you see the doctor? Dr. Larrabee?
Yes. I saw him, all right.
Well, what's he like?
Larrabee?
Hmm.
That's what I expected. Youngish, very cocksure. Thinks he has all the answers.
Maybe he has. Everyone says he's a good doctor.
He thinks so, anyway.
Well, what did he say about Kit?
Oh, you know how those fellas talk. Naturally, he has to blame someone.
So that's it. In other words, he thinks you're the villain in the piece.
He seems to hold me responsible, yes. Talked about her background as a child and all that.
Now I'm beginning to understand. No wonder you're all tied up in knots tonight.
Yes, but that isn't all. When I went over, I thought I might be able to take Kit away before they found out the district attorney was looking for her.
I still think it was a wild idea.
Well, you've nothing to worry about now. It seems the authorities already got in touch with Larrabee.
Then he knows they intend to indict Kit for perjury?
That's it. I wish I knew how they found out Kit was back in the state.
I don't see what good that knowledge would do. The damage is done now.
Just the same, someone deliberately tipped them off. I'd like to get my hands on him.
Oh, well, Ben, it might have been any one of a number of people. Kit's return wasn't shrouded in secrecy, remember? David must have talked it over with Aunt Mary. That means the whole tribe out there knew about it, probably. And, of course, there's Bill. He was the one who told you, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, even if Dr. Larrabee hadn't found out about the perjury charge against Kit, he'd certainly refuse to let you take a patient of his out of the hospital until she'd recovered. Or were you planning to spirit Kit away somehow without letting him know?
How could I do that? I couldn't very well kidnap her.
Well, I should hope not. She's being treated for a mental breakdown. It might be disastrous, as I told you the other day.
Well, it's impossible anyway. In fact, Larrabee wouldn't even let me see her, let alone take her away from there.
That's odd, Ben. You wouldn't think he'd have the right to refuse.
Well, he did, flatly.
Well, what reason did he give you?
That's what makes me so mad, Jesse. You'd think I was some kind of monster the way he talked. All about what harmful effects it might have on her and so on.
What a horrible thing to say to you. You must have felt awful.
Well, how would you feel? After all, Kit is my daughter.
Oh, your daughter. You just can't hold out, can you, Ben? She always gets you back. Even if she has to have a mental breakdown to do it.
Don't be absurd, Jesse. Kit never chose to wind up in a mental hospital. You can bank that it's the last thing she'd want.
Well, just the same, Ben, you're letting yourself get into a stew over nothing, as I can see it.
Nothing? How can you say that?
I mean, it's perfectly obvious there's nothing you can do. You can't take Kit away without the doctor's permission, and he won't give it to you. And as far as protecting Kit from being punished for what she did, well, there's nothing you can do about that either.
I'm not so sure.
But, Ben, it's the law. Besides, don't you see, if you start getting yourself involved again, people are certain to believe you were in on it with her from the beginning.
You mean about taking Mrs. Fenner's baby?
Well, of course. Stands to reason they will. Because if you weren't in on it, you'd naturally be angry with Kit for getting you mixed up in it.
But I had nothing to do with that, Jesse.
Yes, I know you didn't. I'm only telling you how it would look to other people.
It'd look a whole lot worse if people get a chance to see Ben Calvert's daughter tried for perjury, like a criminal.
Well, that doesn't mean you're being tried for perjury.
But she's my daughter.
Honestly, Ben, you exasperate me so. You don't seem to be capable of looking at anything objectively.
Objectively? How can I? Kit may go to jail and you ask me to be calm about it.
Now, Ben, please. Try not to get so excited. You know it's bad for your health.
It wouldn't be just my health, it would suffer. Imagine how this town would gloat over a Calvert's being treated like a criminal.
But you're looking at it from the wrong angle, Ben. There's something you've missed entirely.
I'd like to know what it is. I've gone over it until my head's splitting. Having to sit by with my hands tied, just letting things happen.
Well, if you just listen to me a minute, Ben.
That's all I've been doing. Much good it does.
Well, here's the thing, Ben. I don't blame you for not seeing it by yourself. It's an aspect which just occurred to me this afternoon.
All right, Jesse. Go ahead. What is it?
This. You keep talking about the disgrace of having Kit accused of perjury. The disgrace to your name.
Hmm.
What you seem to forget is that no one would blame it on you personally. Don't you understand? If they did make Kit face that charge and confess what she'd done, it would clear you completely.
Clear me?
But there's no question about it. Once and for all, people would know you were absolutely innocent. They'd see how Kit took you in as well as everyone else. You'd get their sympathy instead of their blame.
Hmm. You can't be sure of that, Jessica.
Well, I am sure, Ben. But the main thing is you have to make up your mind.
Make up my mind? What do you mean?
Well, you keep saying you'll never forgive Kit for what she's done to you. You say as far as you're concerned, you have no feeling left for her.
I haven't. No affection. No trust. How could I?
Well, there you are. But on the other hand, you get all up in the air because it looks as if she might have to suffer a little herself. Heaven knows she's made plenty of other people suffer in her time.
Yes, yes, I know, Jesse. But Kit's really ill. Larrabee told me so.
He didn't say she wouldn't recover, did he?
He said he hoped to pull her through. He's going to stall them off if he can. That is, until she's well again.
Well, all right. When Kit recovers, let her pay the penalty for what she did. But you've got to make up your mind, Ben. Are you really through with Kit, or aren't you? Are you going to give her a chance to take advantage of you again? Or are you going to decide not to let her get by with it? Show her once and for all that you're through. You have to make up your mind, Ben.
Yes, Jesse. If you could only convince Ben to cut his daughter out of his life completely. Finally. If he'd only decide to change his will, his insurance policies in your favor. Then you'd be mistress of the house with no threat of Kit's return to worry you. And with a comfortable assurance that you'd have financial security for the rest of your life. But will Ben make up his mind, Jesse?
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you, Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getfargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.